Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey guys, Bobby here. A couple weeks ago, we debuted a new podcast. Well, at least new content on the podcast called Middays with Morgan. She used to work on the radio show as the job Scuba Steve has now, but now she works for me in a different capacity. She's been doing this segment on Instagram. We thought it was funny. And so, you know, we've turned it into a mini series. I didn't know we'd do another one, but you guys like it. So here's the third episode, and we'll figure out if we're going to make this a real series or not. But Morgan, number one, gives advice to a girl whose friend keeps conveniently forgetting to pay her back for meals. She also gives some behind-the-scenes details about a time she beat Eddie in an on-air talent competition. Did you know that was happening, Eddie?
Yeah, okay. I saw it.
All right. You can follow Morgan, number one, on Instagram and TikTok at Morgan Massengill, or just find the link in the episode notes. So this is not a Bobbycast, but it's just a little something we put on here. You guys seem to like it. The streams are going up on this every week, but there's only been 2 weeks of it, so I think we'll have a better judge this week. Right, Mikey?
That'd be right.
All right, this is a segment she does on her Instagram called Middays with Morgan.
Middays with Morgan. Okay, so I got a DM from a girl. She's having a money problem with a friend and needed advice. Two things I do not like to mix, money and friendship. I just try not to do that, but let's read her DM and get into it. She said, "Hey Morgan, I'm having a money issue with a friend and wanted to get your advice on how I should handle it. I have a friend that one out of three times I go out to eat with her, she has some reason that she can't pay when the check comes. Sometimes the excuse is, oh, I only have Apple Pay and don't have my card on me, etc. She says she'll Venmo me, but it's always pulling teeth to actually get her to pay me back. We went out to eat yesterday and she promised me she'd Venmo me immediately. I sent her the Venmo request right after we left the restaurant and she had her phone in her hand, but didn't get to it. We went into a clothes store after and she literally bought something right in front of me before she had paid me back for lunch. She still hasn't paid me and I wanted your advice on what I should say. I really enjoy her friendship, but this is becoming a problem." Woof. Okay, first and foremost, don't be this person. If you're constantly being that person that is not Venmoing people back when they spot you in a moment where you don't have your money on you or whatever the case may be, don't be that person. You will get a reputation about you for being that person. Literally, if your friends aren't saying to your face, "Oh my God, it's really annoying when you do this," they're talking behind your back to their other friends of, "Hey, she does this, just so you know." And you don't want to be that person. First off, good rule of thumb. When you have someone pay for you because you don't have your card or wallet on you or whatever the case may be, Venmo them before you leave the restaurant. Good rule of thumb, you don't have to think about it anymore. And if you don't have the money to be eating out, say that on the forefront. If I invite you out to eat and you're trying to not spend a ton of money right now, say that. Say, "Hey, I'm really trying to budget and not eat out as much." You know, you don't have to go into your entire money situation, but if you tell me on the forefront and basically give me a heads up that you're not wanting to spend that money, then I can decide, "Oh, well, let me cover it. No big deal. I got you." You know, that makes it very transparent of what the deal is. When you just show up and you're expecting your friend to pay for you and then you're not Venmoing them back, and then you have the audacity to go buy something from a clothing store right after in front of them, that just shows me that this girl has gotten real comfortable with you. She's gotten real comfortable with this process of you always have her back, and she'll just pay you when she feels like it. And if she doesn't, whatever, because you're going to have her back. So you're going to have to change your behavior. As far as what you should say to her about this incident, I probably wouldn't say anything, honestly, because I want someone's behavior to speak for itself. I don't want to have to pull their teeth to get them to do the right thing. If they're going to do the wrong thing, let that speak for who they are. So I wouldn't say a word, but the next time that you do need to address it. So the next time that she wants to go out to eat with you, sister, it's a no. It's a no for me. And you don't have to attack her in how you say it. I probably would have a bit of an attitude if I'm being honest, but if you want to just say, hey, Sally, whatever her name is, I really enjoy hanging out with you and our friendship, but you've put me in a hard position on numerous occasions by not paying me back or putting me in a position to have to remind you several times. And that's just something I'm no longer comfortable with. So I'm not going to go out to eat with you today. She needs to be held accountable. She's doing this because no one's holding her accountable. If she starts losing friends right and left for being a shitty person, that just is what it is. So you can be nice about the way you say it. I probably would be, but yeah, don't be spending, you enjoy her friendship. Girl, you don't have a friend. You have a leech. You have a mooch, and that's what she is. And yeah, she may have a dazzling personality, but at the end of the day, she's using you. And it just goes to show she really wasn't having that type of a time if she could go shop right in front of you after that meal. Yeah, I wouldn't continue to hang out with this person if it were me. Yeah, you don't need her friendship. If she doesn't pay you back, you're not going to say anything. And if she doesn't pay you back, let that speak for the kind of person she is. And if you do find yourself in a situation where you need a friend to cover your meal because you forgot your wallet or whatever the case may be, those sorts of things happen very rarely. If it happens once, cool. But if it's happening regularly, that is a huge red flag. And good rule of thumb, if you have to Venmo someone back for a meal, Venmo them before you leave the restaurant. Period. Okay, thank you. This is kind of a hint of what we're going to talk about. I have not pulled this thing out in years. But today is going to be a flashback, Middays with Morgan, and we're going to talk about something that happened a couple years ago, which was after I left the morning show, actually. But one of my last things I worked on when I was producer of the show was this submission for an award that the show was up for, and it was a big undertaking. It was kind of like my baby for a few months, and after I left the show, the news came out that the show had won the award, and Eddie had promised me if we did win the award that he would give me his trophy because only the on-air people win the trophy. I'm actually going to link the full segment. I think it's on YouTube, but I remember thinking, oh, that's really a good kind gesture of him. Bobby always gave the off-air people plaques, which was awesome, and I have all of them in my office, actually, but Eddie offered to give me his trophy. I was like, that's really cool. But this was before it ever happened. And so when the show won it, I think he determined like he didn't want to give me the trophy anymore. And I didn't even bring it up. I think he just internally decided that. And I ended up getting a call from the show of his decision not to give me the trophy. And it ended up becoming a competition between me and Eddie. We had a 3-part competition on air where we had to do a talent portion, a trivia segment, and then wrap it up with giving speeches. And I remember thinking, I have a chance at beating Eddie at trivia and at speech writing. I don't think I can beat him in talent. He can sing, he can play guitar, he can do all these, he can do impressions. I'm like, Eddie's just a very talented individual, and I'm not. So I actually started out thinking I was going to play something on recorder. Y'all remember the recorders that we played in elementary school? Well, they're a lot harder to play than what you would think. I got one and my poor roommate at the time probably hated me because I was trying to learn My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion from the Titanic and was not working out for me. That was the easiest song I could find on recorder and I could not play the damn thing. So it was a last minute decision. I was at some store and saw this mini xylophone, was like, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. And I decided to play Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes because it was easy enough. And I knew that everyone in the show heard that song so often because Bobby played it a lot. What was the segment he played it for? I can't remember off the top of my head, but he played it a lot, the hook of that song. And I was like, if I can get the beat right, they're going to know in the first like 2 hits, like what I'm doing. And it actually worked out. I was very nervous. You got to hold these bitches steady to be able to play. But I was so nervous and like trembling when I was going to play it on air. And it wasn't my best rendition. Boom, 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 boom. But it's still, I ended up winning. And I don't think anyone knows this, but I never took the trophy. I don't get in trouble for saying that. I don't know that anyone knows that besides me and Eddie, but I let him keep it. But this, I haven't played this song in a really long time. I'm like a serious musician. I haven't played it in a long time, but here we go. I actually opened up my xylophone. I'm going to show it to you guys. I opened up my xylophone and I had the notes from where I played this song on the show. So let's see if I can do it. Oh God, I'm nervous now. Okay. We've already messed her up. Let's try again. Okay. Still have it. It takes practice. But would it be fine if I start playing little songs on the xylophone as at the beginning of middays? I really probably shouldn't commit myself to that. But anyway, flashback. I'll link the actual competition so you can see the full thing. But that was probably the most fun I've ever had on air. And I did beat Eddie, and I'll never let him live that down. All right. Thank you.